You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police report the arrest of two suspects in connection with the Sunday shooting at Ewell Park, where four persons suffered gunshot wounds. City Police report the arrest of Jamonte Holyfield, age 21, of Homer, who was booked on four counts of attempted second-degree murder, along with four counts of carjacking. Also arrested, Reginald Moore, age 19, of Dubberly, who was booked on four counts of attempted second-degree murder and illegal use of a weapon. City police report the shooting is believed to be gang-related. More arrests are likely. City police report the arrest of Norman West, age 58, of 1398 Shepherd Street, who was booked on numerous drug charges, including possession of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance marijuana with intent to distribute, possession of ecstasy with intent to distribute, possession of Schedule 2 cocaine, meth, and crack cocaine with intent to distribute, and also booked for distribution of a controlled dangerous substance. State police report the arrest of Tredarion Moore, age 30, of Minden, following an investigation into an auto crash that occurred on February 6th on I-20. Troopers obtained an arrest warrant. Moore has been booked for vehicular homicide, careless operation, no child restraint, no seatbelt, illegal window tint, and expired registration, and was booked at the Bossier Parish Jail. The crash occurred on Monday, February 6th. State police investigated the crash on I-20 just west of Highway 157. The crash resulted in the death of 6-year-old India Moore. Bienville Parish Sheriff John Balance and Bienville deputies will hold a town meeting tonight with the public, scheduled for 6 o'clock this evening at the First Baptist Church in Arcadia. They'll discuss law enforcement, community partnership, and neighborhood camaraderie. And the Bossier Parish Sheriff's Office has announced they will conduct a sobriety checkpoint Friday evening, starting around 9 p.m. and run till sometime early Saturday morning at an undisclosed location in Bossier Parish. The checkpoint will be held to identify and remove impaired drivers from the roadway before they cause serious injury or death to themselves or others, as well as increase public awareness of the seriousness of driving while impaired. State Police, Bossier City Police, and West Monroe Police will also assist with the checkpoint. Today, partly sunny with a high near 77, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 30% chance for showers overnight, low 65, south wind gust to 25 miles an hour. 80% chance for showers Friday, high 82, south wind gust to 30 miles an hour. 30% chance Friday night, low 53, southwest wind gust to 30 miles an hour. Sunny Saturday, high 78, partly cloudy Saturday night, low 51, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Mike Nairn, Charles Ethan Berry pleaded not guilty to DWI and careless operation and will stand trial at a later date. Ted Everett Jr. pleaded not guilty to violation of the leash law and will stand trial April 28th. Pamela Hensley was sentenced to 2 years suspended and 1 year probation for possession of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance. Stacy Theotis will stand trial May 12th for remaining after being forbidden. And LeBroderick Thomas pleaded not guilty to obstruction of justice and will stand trial August 14th. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation: Holly Jean Scroggins, probation violation; Lonnie Minifield, simple burglary; Benjamin Dwayne Woods, armed robbery with use of a firearm; Jacob Heckendorn, aggravated battery of a dating partner by strangulation, possession Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance, and failure to appear; Lucian Hughes, DWI, refusal to submit to a chemical test, following too close, aggravated flight from an officer, passing in a no-passing zone; Robert William Beal, DWI, possession Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance, resisting an officer, possession of drug paraphernalia, open container; Jason Bethany, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, illegal carrying of a weapon with a controlled dangerous substance, driving under suspension, no seatbelt. Justin Lynn Rowell, resisting an officer with force and disturbing the peace. Consolidated Waterworks Sewage District 1 in Bossier Parish has grown by just over 3,600 customers with the completion of a merger that incorporates the Village Water System into the parish system. Tuesday's merger with Village Water completes a process of studies and negotiations with the Bossier Police Jury that began more than a decade ago. Village Water covers an area east along Highway 80 from Bellevue Road to near the border of Bossier and Webster parishes and includes several subdivisions, businesses, and sites of new development. Merging with a good water system and with resources the police jury can bring in the form of grants and low-interest loans, we hope to make the system even better, says Glenn Benton, District 2 representative on the Bossier Police Jury. Roughly 80% of Benton's police jury district lies within the boundaries of the Village Water System. Officials say the merger was approved following a vote by the Village Water System Board. Customers will see new rates reflected on bills in May. The 38th annual Slab Town Festival is scheduled for this weekend in downtown Ringgold. The event will kick off Friday evening with live entertainment at 6 p.m. through midnight. Other events include a meet and greet with Miss Slab Town, a kids-teens basketball game in the old Ringgold Gym. On Saturday, a parade will start at 11 o'clock. There'll be live entertainment from noon till 6 p.m. Makers and vendors will have tents lining the streets in the downtown area with a variety of items for sale, including handmade crafts, food, jewelry, clothing, and more. A 5-on-5 basketball tournament will be held at the old Ringgold High School Gym, followed by an Easter egg hunt. There'll be face painting, prizes, bounce houses, and more. The Easter egg hunt starts at 12 noon. For more information, call 584-2748 or 607-2733. The Glenbrook Apache Princess Pageant is scheduled for Saturday. The pageant starts at 7 o'clock Saturday evening at the Minden Civic Center. Admission will be $10 per person. The United in Christ Pentecostal Church on Highway 371 in Heflin will hold a Taking Jesus to the Streets event scheduled for Saturday starting at 10 a.m. at the parking lot at 1707 South Talton. The pastor is Geraldine Stewart. An Easter egg extravaganza Easter egg hunt event is scheduled for Saturday from 1 till 3 p.m. at North Acres Baptist Church. Funeral services for Sammy J. Dixon, Jr., age 61, are scheduled for 1 o'clock today at New Light Baptist Church. Burial will follow in the Shepherd Street Cemetery. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On a reminder on the Trading Post, all telephone numbers have a prefix of 377 unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, a 5-foot finishing mower at 2849. They have for sale a 5-foot finishing mower. Call 2849. Wanted, a shredder and an exercise bike, 371-9919. That's wanted, a shredder and an exercise bike at 371-9919. Wanted, an extended cab S10 truck, 517-7135. Wanted, an S10 extended cab truck. Call 517-7135. Wanted, a small size rabbit cage. 532-7943. Wanted, a small rabbit cage. They're at 532-7943. Mixed breed puppies to give away at 2055. They have to give away mixed breed puppies. Call 2055. For sale, fresh yard eggs at 510-5557. Fresh yard eggs for sale, 510-5557. For sale, a 2008 Lexus SUV, 426-3325. That's a 2008 Lexus SUV for sale at 426-3325. Wanted, someone who could replace some shingles on a roof at 510-0184. Wanted, someone who could replace some shingles on a roof at 510-0184. Wanted, any non-working appliances at 382-5626. Wanted, non-working appliances, 382-5626. For sale, a lift chair for $300. Dolls on stands for $5 each, all at 6179. They have for sale a lift chair for $300, and they have dolls for sale. They're on stands, and they're $5 apiece. Call 6179. For sale, a 2004 Cadillac SUV, 205-6890. That's for sale, a 2004 Cadillac SUV. Call 205-6890. A room for rent for $300 a month with bills paid, and wanted, a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. Call 639-9340. That's a room for rent for $300 a month, bills paid. And wanted, a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. 639-9340. For sale, a 2018 model 20-foot travel trailer and a 2013 Honda 400 four-wheeler, 572-1523. They have a 2018 20-foot travel trailer for sale. Also, a 2013 Honda 400 four-wheeler, 572-1523. For sale, 17-inch tires and wheels from a Jeep Grand Cherokee, 205-1751. That's for sale, 17-inch tires and wheels from a Jeep Grand Cherokee, 205-1751.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.